Alright, let's get into it. Today, we're covering the top 7 key facts about the revival of Malcolm in the Middle, Life's Still Unfair. Welcome to Cliff Notes 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes. Here's the deal. You'll learn 7 facts about the Malcolm in the Middle revival, fast and focused. Malcolm's memorable moments make a marvellous miniseries. Fact number 1. Malcolm in the Middle, Life's Still Unfair is a 4-episode American sitcom miniseries created by Linwood Boomer, released on Hulu in April 2026. Let's break this down. The miniseries format keeps the original show's rhythm while giving space for focused arcs. In simpler terms, it's a bite-sized story with classic chaos. Test question. On what platform was the Malcolm in the Middle revival released? Correct answer, Hulu. Memory aid. Hulu hosts The Hilarious Household. Alright, next up, fact number 2. The revival follows Malcolm and his daughter returning to his parents' home for Hal and Lois's 40th wedding anniversary, pulling him back into family chaos. Here's where it gets interesting. That anniversary is a perfect practical anchor to gather everyone. It blends nostalgia with new dynamics as Malcolm juggles fatherhood, his relationship, and his very loud family. Test question. What event brings Malcolm back to his family's home in the revival? Correct answer. Hal and Lois's 40th wedding anniversary. Memory aid. Anniversary antics bring Malcolm back. On to the next point. Fact number 3. Bryan Cranston as Hal, Jane Katzmarek as Lois, and Frankie Muniz as Malcolm all return, joined by many other original cast members. From a practical angle, bringing back the core trio locks in tone and timing. You get the same offbeat heart and the same combustible chemistry. Test question. Who reprises their role as Malcolm in the revival? Lance. Correct answer. Frankie Muniz. Memory aid. Muniz makes Malcolm memorable. Now, let's shift gears. Fact number 4. The project was originally pitched as a 2-hour movie, but was reformatted into 4 30-minute episodes. The big idea is that the episodic structure means room for multiple subplots, those rapid-fire cold opens, and character beats that breathe. It feels like the original, because it's paced the same. Test question. How was the revival initially pitched before becoming a miniseries? Correct answer. As a 2-hour movie. Memory aid. Movie morphs to miniseries magic. Let's keep it going. Fact number 5. Ken Kwapis, who directed 19 episodes of the original series, directed every episode of the miniseries. Here's the key point. Consistency behind the camera preserves the show's visual language and comedic timing. Think about it this way. Same orchestra conductor, same tempo. Test question. Who directed the revival episodes? Correct answer. Ken Kwapis. Memory aid. Kwapis keeps it consistent. Okay, moving forward. Fact number 6. Dewey is portrayed by Caleb Ellsworth Clark because original actor Eric Per Sullivan left acting in 2010. Let's clarify. Recasting respects the original actor's path while keeping Dewey's role in the family story intact. The character stays. The arc continues. Test question. Why was Dewey recast in the revival? Correct answer. Eric Per Sullivan left acting. Memory aid. Ellsworth Clark enters as Eric exits. And finally, fact number 7. Vaughn Murray plays Kelly, the non-binary youngest child of Hal and Lois, teased back in the original finale when Lois learned she was pregnant. What matters most is representation with continuity. It's modern, meaningful, and firmly rooted in canon. Test question. What is unique about Kelly's character in the revival? Correct answer. Kelly is non-binary. Memory aid. Kelly keeps it current. Quick recap time. Let's roll through them lightning style. Fact number 1. Where was the revival released? Correct answer. Hulu. Fact number 2. What event reunites Malcolm with his family? Correct answer, Hal and Lois's 40th wedding anniversary. Fact number 3. Who reprises Malcolm's role? Correct answer, Frankie Muniz. Fact number 4. How was the project initially pitched? Correct answer, as a 2-hour movie. Fact number 5. Who directed the revival episodes? Gone. Correct answer, Ken Kwapis. Fact number 6. Why was Dewey recast? Or, correct answer, Eric Per Sullivan left acting. Fact number 7. What is unique about Kelly's character? Correct answer, Kelly is non-binary. That's it for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. Let that sink in. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that test. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. I'm Cliff Notes, and this was 7 to Know.